Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of two books on weight. The first is You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. That's right, you can choose the weight that you want to live at. And the second one is called How to Weigh Less Permanently. That's an ebook, just 35 pages, and it summarizes everything that's in the first book, which is 200 pages. Now, I must tell you that I've gotten some complaints from listeners. And they say, John, you're wasting our time. We really don't care about emotional eating. We don't want to take a test. We don't want to do an emotional test. We just want to lose 10 pounds or 20 or 30. Just tell us how to lose 10 pounds and stop all this nonsense about emotional stuff. Well, you know, if you think that you just want to lose 10 pounds and make it go away, there are about a million recipes or online advisories or people who will take lots of your money and tell you how to do it. They'll tell you to make better choices. They'll tell you to change your lifestyle. They'll tell you to eat more carbs or less carbs or give you new diets. They will tell you something. And they will take your money. You know, it's interesting. If you look at some of the spokespeople for these diet programs or meetings or whatever they are, a lot of them had to quit because they gained the weight back they thought they'd last lost on that program. And even some of the people who sponsor the programs, who you've seen on television all the time, are too heavy. Really, if they're too heavy, why would you give them any of your money? People say, oh, well, this person or these people have lost 50 pounds or 80 pounds or 90 pounds. Well, look, I don't want to say that's not true, so let's just accept that, even though I would question it. Where are the millions of people who gained the weight back and thought the whole thing was a waste of money? If you're going to have disclosures, tell the truth, for God's sakes. And the truth is that 90-some percent of everybody who goes on diets and thinks they lost weight gain it back. So the odds are almost impossible to beat. Now, for those people who say, John, you're wasting our time, just tell me how to lose 10 pounds, I will say, I cannot do that, and nobody else can either. It is just that simple. Save your money. You have to understand the problem if you want to make it go away. And what I told you 100 times, I'll say it again, is I am selling freedom. And it doesn't cost you a penny. Do not want any of your money. Keep your money. You'll need it to buy new clothes when you find yourself weighing a lot less. So here we are. What is the problem? And I've been over this before, and people just don't want to listen to it. They don't want to grasp it. They really don't want to deal with it. And the first thing is, why did you make yourself overweight or fat? People say, oh, God, I don't want to talk about my appetite. Don't give me that. I just like ice cream. I need 3 helpings of pasta, or I love fast food. Let's talk about fast food for a minute. A lot of commentators, especially those who want your money, say that, you know, the big problem with fast food is people can't afford regular food, and they eat junk food, and they make it a political issue, and they deal with it in different ways. But, you know, let's say all you can eat is fast food. Let's say it's the only food available to you. So the answer is really simple. Don't put all of it in your mouth that you're doing now. Because putting all that food in your mouth, whether it's fast food or French food, or Italian, or Mexican, or Chinese, or anything, is the problem. And the problem is, when you talk about fast food, it's no different than anything else. Please don't let people try to convince you that. So really, the issue is, how did you make yourself fat, and why did you do it? You didn't want to be fat. You didn't really want to be fat, and here you are, so many pounds overweight, you don't even want to think about it. But you really have to deal with it. If you want to make it go away, you have to eliminate the real fundamental issue that caused you to put all that food in your mouth. Again, if you have a pain in your stomach, you go to the doctor, you just don't want pain medicine. You want them to eliminate the problem that caused you the pain. So this is the same thing. It's exactly the same. So really, deal with yourself. This isn't for me. There's no test. You don't get an award. Why'd you do it? And why are you keeping yourself there? Next time, and every time, you think about putting food in your mouth, I don't care what it is, ask yourself why you're doing it. You think you're hungry? Really? Does your body really need the nourishment it's going to get from the food that you have in your mouth, in your hand, and going to put in your mouth? Probably not. But think about it. You're sitting in front of a TV set after dinner. You really had a big dinner. You don't need any more food. There are some chips or candy or a nut on the table in front of you. So you almost instinctively just pick it up and put it in your mouth. Why are you doing that? You don't need it. And it's important that you understand the feeling you get from the food. I will tell you once more, it is the emotional reaction you get from the food because it makes you feel good. You like the feeling you get from you when you put food in your mouth and you become nervous or irritable or anxious when you don't get enough of the food that you think you like, that you need. And that's the issue. You can't solve the problem until you understand the problem. This is the problem. That's the only problem. There is no other problem. Forget about changing your lifestyles. That's nonsense. Forget about making better choices. This is not an intellectual exercise. This whole problem is because emotionally you feel a need to put the food in your mouth because it makes you feel better or feel good. Stick with me, and once you understand the problem and really grasp it, it's really easy to get rid of it. So now, if you want some homework, here it is. Every time, without exception, you think you're going to put food in your house, ask yourself, why are you going to do it? Do you need the food for nourishment, or because of the way it makes you feel? This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll talk about this and solve your problem. Bye.